Okay, so today's daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis by Tanya Nami Gabi Bodhazara. So the Gemara yesterday gave us a small heter about malacha that might be asr on Chol HaMoed, but was mutter because of a loss, something called Dover Avod. So the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Gabi Bodhazara Ki Gavna. We have a similar situation regarding the Isra of Bodhazara that will permit something that you think should not be permitted to prevent a loss. So Tana Nami Gabi Bodhazara Ki Gavna, Holchin, we're permitted to go the Yerid Shel Akum. You go to their market day, right? Actually, Yerid Shel Akum, Yoma Deshuka, which is the Yerid Shel Akum Umazolos, which is the day that they would make, it's the day that they would make on their holiday. They would celebrate, right? Vidlochim, and you can buy from them behema, animals, avadim ushvachos, servants, batim houses, sados ukramim, fields, vineyards, vikosev, right? And you can write a star, on the purchase. Umaleb arko shalahen, and you can bring them to their courts in order to confirm their purchases. Rashi says umaleb arkos lekayim b'chasim mason, to establish the edim. So you're normally not allowed to go to the arkos of the goyim, but here you can. Why? Mipneishu matzil miyadon, because you're saving them. Meaning, if the nachri is going to complain or argue about the sale, then now you'll have a raya, you'll have a proof that the sale was valid, the sale was legit, because you got it approved in their courts. And the reason is because we're afraid that you're going to lose it. So similar to like the hetter of Ashi had about Chol HaMoed, about something that may be lost, not necessarily just you're going to lose profit, but you're going to lose that principle itself. So then you're allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. So to here they were allowed to go to the Arkos of the Beis Din, the Akum, in order to confirm the signatures, so you have evidence of the sale, just in case someone tries to say that the sale is not valid. Rav Shara Lechiyar Bar Ashi Lemigdal Ahorei B'Chol HaMoed. So it seems that Rav permitted Lechiyar Bar Ashi to make these fish nets on Chol HaMoed in order to capture the fish. My timer, why? Maisa Hejidu. It wasn't the Maisa Uman. It was a simple thing to do. And I guess it was Sorucha Moed to catch the fish for food. And therefore he permitted him doing it. Aval Izli, but he did not permit him to do these, make these bird traps, right? It seems to be. Asur. Why? My time and Maisa Uman Hu. Because those take a skilled craftsman in order to make. It's a Maisa Uman. And therefore that would be prohibited to do on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda Shara LaAmi Tanura. Rav Yehuda permitted a person whose name was Ami, who his job was that he would make these ovens. So he permitted him to make this tanur, the Migle Tanure, to build from the scratch this type of oven on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of baking. Right? L'Rabba Bar Asbei L'Migdal Mohulta. And he permitted Rabba Bar Asbei, I think it means to make these sort of net, these sort of baskets of some sort. Oh, a sieve. Okay. So, Aini, is that really true? That you're allowed to make the oven? Vahatani, we learned, Rabba Bar Shmuel, Vahatani Rabba Bar Shmuel, this is yesterday's daf, Shavin, both Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, who had a machlokas yesterday on daf Yud, if you're allowed to complete the malacha of a tanur on Yontif, they both agreed, She'ein Godlim Tanur Lechatchila. You're not allowed to start with the malacha, you're not allowed to, start from scratch to make these ovens on Chol HaMoed. So how can Rav Yehuda permit Ami to do that? This is Lokasha, this is Lokasha Khan. The permission that Rav Yehuda gave is Bimos HaChama. That's what either it means in Chol HaMoed, or it means when it's a very warm day, warm season, Chol HaMoed Pesach, or it's going to be warm. There it's permitted because the heat of the sun will dry the plaster of the oven quickly, and you'll be able to use it on Chol HaMoed. So therefore it has a Tzoruch HaMoed. But Khan, the Bryce says that it's Usr, it's talking either Bimosa Geshamin, which means either Chol HaMoed Sukkos, or maybe when the weather is not so warm, so we know, we're pretty sure, that the sun will not dry the cement or whatever is used for making the oven, and therefore wouldn't be usable on Chol HaMoed, and therefore there's no Tzoruch HaMoed, so that they Usr'd. Only if you know for sure that it's going to be usable on Chol HaMoed, they would do it. I thought maybe it wouldn't be allowed to do it because it's a Maisa Uman. I don't know. Okay. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah continues talking about things that are mutter on Moed, but only if done by a Maisa Hedyot. Number one, Osin Ma'ake Legagol Merpeses Maisa Hedyot Avalo Maisa Uman. You can make the Ma'ake, which is a fence around a roof, or the porch, or maybe around the pool, something that's a public nuisance, you have to put the protection around it. So that you can do if you do it as a maisa hedyot, avalo maisa uman. But you can't do it if it's done as a craftsman would do it. Gemara will explain what the difference is. And also, shafin as hasedakin umagilin oso bimagila. You can sort of fill in the cracks in the oven, and you can use a roller to fill in these cracks in the oven. And the Gemara is going to say that it seems inconsistent, but then it says biyad uberegel, using your hand and your foot, avalo bimachlatzayim. But you can't use this sort of tool that's specifically used for this purpose, I guess, because that is a maisa uman to be using this sort of tool. Right? Rashi says, Shafin is hasadak jabatanor, umagdinus hoba magela, shagolin al hakarkis hatanor, eats godol, ogol, kadelu stoma sadakim. Like this sort of roller that you push onto the ground, that you put the tit in there, you put the cement in there, and then you roll this thing to roll it out. But then the Mishnah says you can do it with your hand or your foot. So if you can do it with your hand or your foot, if you can do it with a roller, of course you can do it with your hand or your foot. So the Gemara isn't asked what the, seems to be an inconsistency in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Hatsir v'hatsinor v'hakora v'hamanul v'hamavteach shenishperu. So you have the tsir is the foot part of the, all parts of the door, right? You have the tsir, which is the peg. Like we have in the olden days, they had a peg in the top of the door, a peg in the bottom of the door. The top peg went into a hole into the lintel. The bottom peg went into a hole into the ground.
The hinge.
Right? We don't have, we have it now in the middle of the door because we lift it a little bit so it doesn't rub against the bottom. But this is how the hinges are, their top and the bottom. So they, if that broke, or if the korah, which is the mashkof, which is the top part, the lintel, I think it's called, v'manul, which is a lock, v'mateach, or a key, shenishbru, that all broke, misaklam v'moed. You can't fix those on moed. Why? Because if you don't have the door closed, everything's a big dover of it. It's going to be, you're going to lose things. A, it's not safe. B, anything on in the storehouse is subject to be taken. So it's a dover of it. Ubilvad, provided, shalo yiskaven lasos malato b'moed. You can't leave it over for cholamoed. It broke Erev Yontif, you know, 12 days before Yontif, but don't worry, I can do the cholamoed, I can wait. That you're not allowed to do. Okay. The kol kivashin, kivashin things, any food that you sort of pickle, right, you put it, or you salt, you put it in vinegar, or you put it in salt, it's like certain types of fish and vegetables, shehu yachol lechol mehen b'moed, if they are only need a small amount of time to be sitting in this brine, to be sitting in this vinegar or the salt, so that you're allowed to do. Then you're allowed to do that in Chol HaMoed Koshan. You can do it on Chol HaMoed because it's Tzorech HaMoed. So if I can do it on the first day Chol HaMoed, even the last day Chol HaMoed, I can do it. If I do it on the first day Chol HaMoed, it's not going to be ready for 2 weeks. Then you're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed because that's not going to have a Tzorech HaMoed. I'm not sure what the malacha is that you're doing. It's bishul, I guess. Right, preparing for yontif, or it's a bishul. It's nothing. It's a malacha, but it's not tzorech hamoed. Now Gemara said that the Mishnah said that you can make this ma'akeh, but you can only do it. So you can only do it ma'isa hedyot. So hechidami ma'isa hedyot. What is the ma'isa hedyot? Rav Yosef Amar b'hutzo ubedafna, which we've come across before, which is sort of like these twigs and leaves and stuff like that. It's not a real heavy cemented. Makia, it's just done with these branches, right? Masnisatana, and in the Braisa they learned that it means tsar b'tsror. You can put the stones one on top of another. They ain't no tach b'tit, but you don't put the cement in between them to have them stick together. So it's not very, very sturdy, but at least it's there to start the protection. So you can do it as long as it's not a ma'isa uman. The Mishnah said shafinas has sikdakin or maginos or magila b'yad b'regel. Right? You can fill the cracks that are in the oven. But you can do it with this roller, and you can do it with your feet, but you can't do it with this machlatzayim. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hashta bim agila mat shari. The first part of the Mishnah says you can use the roller. So biyada beregel mibayi. If you can use a roller, which is more of the derech to do it, of course you can do it with your yada yaregel, which is not the derech, which is a big shinui. So why would it doesn't make sense? Why have to say yada regel? That's clear. It's obvious if you can use the roller. So Gemara says, no hachikamar. Shafin es hasedakin, you can fill in these cracks. Umagilin osa ke'ein ma'agila b'yada b'regel. You can do them and you can smooth it out well with your hands until it looks like you've done it with the roller, provided avalo b'machlatzayim, but provided you don't use the actual utensil that's purposely made for this. So you can do a good job with your hands and your feet, you just can't use this extra special kli that it would make it, I guess, easier to be done, because that would be a ma'isa uman. And the Mishnah then said, Hatsir, Hatsinur, Vakore, Vamanul, Vamavteach, if they all broke, Mitakno b'moed, you can fix it on Moed. So the Gemara says, wait a second, from the Mishnah it seems to it's clear, they can fix these things without a Shinoi on Chol HaMoed, and the only way to fix them apparently is with a hammer. You have to be banging. Problem is, Viriminu, we'll ask Akasha from a Mishnah what we learned in Masechah Sota and Daf Mem Zayin by Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Sha'ad Yomav Hayapatish Makev Yushalayim. Up to his days, you would hear a hammer during Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim, meaning Ad Yom of In, Mikan Eilech Lo. After his days, when he made a takana that you cannot use a hammer on Chol HaMoed, I guess in Yerushalayim, because everyone will hear it from afar, and they won't know that the reason why you're using the hammer on Chol HaMoed is for a Dover Avot or something like that, and there'll be Matar Malacha just to start the banging away to do Malacha throughout. So the Gemara says, so how can our Mishnah say you can fix these things which require a hammer? Don't we know what the Kana from Yochanan Kohen Gadol? You're not allowed to use a hammer. So he says, Lokasha, Kan, bid not peche, Kan, bid dinagre. So where Yochanan Kohen Gadol apparently was with a hammer, seems to be a hammer that was made out of iron, it makes a loud noise. And the Mishnah is talking about bid dinagre, something that's wood, more wooden. Which
no, talking about blacksmiths and carpenters.
Yeah, so okay, so right, so benavchi, what is what? So one's using iron, the blacksmith is using iron, and
iron
the carpenter is using
iron.
Wood. The carpenter is using
iron.
Is using wood, and so it's quieter. So Mer says, well, if that's the case, masif l'arichizda, then the problem would be, okay, yomru kala raba asir kala zutashari. They'll say, okay, a loud noise is asir, and a softer noise is mutter. Okay, then they'll still have the same problem of saying, okay, as long as I use and make a softer noise, I can still do the malach on Chol HaMoed, not knowing that there's a distinction between davar avod or not. So Gemara says, El Amar of Achizda Lokasha Ha Bimagile. How's he translate magile?
Saw.
He says with a sickle. I don't know what that means. It's some sort of instrument that makes that's silent almost, right? Ha Bichatzine, and where it's usher is where it's a chatzine, where it's a hammer, similar, right?
An axe.
Right, which makes a louder noise. It seems to be there's some instrument that's really quiet, that no one hears it. That's one answer. Okay, and Rabbapa Amar, Rabbapa says, kan, this is what I thought, the simple answer would be, kan kodim gzera, kan lach gzera. Our Mishnah was talking about before Yochanan Kohen Gadol made the gzera, and then Yochanan Kohen Gadol made the gzera afterwards. So before the gzera, you were allowed to. After the gzera, you weren't allowed to. I thought that was a simple answer. Rav Ashi Amar, no, Rashi says, the difference is, HaRab Yehuda, HaRab Yossi. The difference is, what we'll see in a moment, the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, as to whether or not, when you're doing a malacha, L'tzorech Davar Avod, do you have to make a shinui or not? Rav Yehuda says yes, and that's based on Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and Rav Yossi says no. Man, the Amar of Yitzhak Bar Ibdimi, Man Tana, shinui b'moed Davar Avod. Who's the author of the opinion that says that if you're doing a malacha for davar avod, it still requires a shinui? That's not the loka Rav Yossi. That's not like Rav Yossi. So here we have a davar avod. Do you have to change the normal way of doing the malacha? Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol, it's going to be like Rav Yehuda, says, yeah, you have to change the way you're doing it. Rav Yossi says, no. Davar avod, chol HaMoed, you can do the malacha the way you normally do it, and therefore bang away with the hammer. He's not concerned about everything else because davar avod is mutter. Amar Ravina says, Keman Midalinan ha'idna kavyusa didasha b'chula demoed. Right? Kiman k'Rav Yossi. So what's this case? Nowadays, I guess in the days of Ravina, that they allow you on Chol HaMoed to lift the lintel. I guess you have to, the top is broken, and you would put it on your, put it back into place, and you would bang away to hammer it back into place. Who is that according to? That's according to Rav Yossi, who's matir malacha by davar avod without a shinui. Right. Then the Mishnah said, "Kivashin shu yachol acholam b'moed koshon." If you can, things that require to be salted or preserved, if the salting process would be complete before the end of Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed because then this is l'tzorech HaMoed to eat the fish. But if it's taking a longer process, it's not l'tzorech HaMoed. So then Gemara says the following case: Bidisa, which I think is the name of a river, Libai, by this area. So what happened was, Kavare. So it seems to me that they diverted the river, right? They diverted the river, and all the, so in this channel, so to speak, their fish came, and they all dried up. The river dried up, and the fish were on the fish bed, and everyone was available to grab tons of fish. So Azik Kule Alma Tzur Aisu Kavra. So everyone came on Chol HaMoed to get the fish. if you want to eat fish on Chol HaMoed, that's what they did. So they diverted the river. They had these fish, and there were a lot of fish there, and they would not be able to eat all this fish on Chol HaMoed. So they asked if they're allowed to salt them to preserve them on Chol HaMoed, knowing that this is just too much for them to have on Chol HaMoed. So Sharul Hu Rava Lemim Lecheminayu. So Rava permitted them to salt these fish, to preserve these fish, even though that they would, the preservation would be for post Chol HaMoed. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, Vahatna, didn't we learn in our Mishnah that we, when you're allowed to do to preserve, Kivashim Shehu Yochol Le'echol Mehen B'Moed Kovshan. Only if they can eat it on Chol HaMoed. But these are going to be done for after Chol HaMoed. So Amalei, so Abaye says, so Rava said back to Abaye, Kevan Demi'ikara Adata D'Achila Asininhu. Since initially they brought these fish with the intention to eat on Chol HaMoed, their initial kavana, their initial intention was not to salt them. It just happens to be that it's left over. So it's almost like a bidyeva situation. Because their initial intent was to use the fish on Chol HaMoed, it happens to be that there was so much that they're going to have leftover. So then now it comes to the situation of kipfar maktiyad ha'avadami. It's as if they're going to lose something. It's become something that they're going to lose. Ushari. Lichat chila, I wouldn't do it. Now that they've done it already, they have all these fish in their house, when they gather it with heter. But now they have all this fish in the house, so it's going to be a davar avud. I'm going to permit them to preserve them. Right? Rashi says, where is it? No, there's no Rashi. Okay. So the Ikad Amri, and some say that this is what happened. Sharul Rava Meitzan Mezel Atri Mimchei. That Rava permitted them lichatchila. In the initial instance, he permitted them to give them a heter to go out and to capture all these excess fish and to salt them in order to keep them after the moed. Not the first lashon said that they did it lichatchila for the tzorach hamoed. Here, the Ikad Amri is saying that no, he permitted them to do this, knowing at the outset that it's not going to be lichatchila hamoed. So Abaye asked him, how are you allowed to do that? So Amalei Abaye. So Amalei, so Rabbi says to Abaye, "Hani nami misachle agav ititza." Now all these fish also theoretically, if you really wanted to eat them on Chol HaMoed, you could do something to them that would, I guess, increase the process, speed up the process, and allow you to eat them even on Chol HaMoed. You could theoretically do that. Kihad Shmuel, like Shmuel, the abid le shitin ititzi. It seems to be that they bang it or pour a lot of water on it. Or they do something that speeds the process of the preserving, and they would still be edible on Chol HaMoed. So this is a possibility. This could be edible on Chol HaMoed. He allowed them to eat it. So that happened. Shmuel, the Avid Lehushit and Itzitzi, but Achel and Rava Ikla LeBeirish Galusa. Rava went to the exilarch's house, but Avdi Lehushit and Itzitzi. They brought him these fish that were in the preserved in salt. They poured. Made water on it many times. They flushed it with a lot of water. But achel then becomes good. It gets all the salt out and it completes the process and it's good to eat. So Rava permitted these to them to do this because theoretically, even if you salt them now, even though it's supposed to be Chol HaMoed, if you wanted to, for after Chol HaMoed, if you wanted to, there is something you could do that would make it good and edible on Chol HaMoed. Rav Ikla Lebei Rav Shapir. So Rav on Chol HaMoed came to the house of Rav Shapir. Asul kaimayu ahu kavara. They brought before him this certain fish, tilta bishula. A third of it was a third cooked in water. Tilta milcha. It was a third that it was salted, and I guess they got rid of the salt. Vitilta tavya, and a third of it was roasted. So all these things, you see that you can eat the fish if you do all these things to the fish. You can, you know, speed up the process of the getting rid of the salting and allow you to eat it. So there's, I guess, same idea. And even Chol HaMoed, you can do something to the fish that would allow you to eat it. So therefore, if you salted it, even with the intent to be post Chol HaMoed, theoretically, since it could be eaten on Chol HaMoed, it's still considered Tzorach HaMoed. Amar Rav. Rav says, Amar li Ada, Sayada. So Ada, the you know, I guess he's the fisherman, told me, Kavara, the best time to eat fish is Samuch l'misuchei ma'ayle. Right before it's going to go putrid, that's the best tasting time, the time that the fish tastes the best. So you have to know when that time is, and you eat it right beforehand, that's a delicacy. Tosas points out, he goes, Bismanazer, we don't do that. He says, Bismanazer, Tosin sakana l'mecha samach l'sirchon. It's dangerous to eat it right before it goes rotten. What are you telling me? Like, who does this? So he goes, see, Tosos says, he says, Tosos has a shita all the time. He says, Vishema nishtanu, kamo rafu, maybe nature changed. Like all the Tosfos Shita about all these refuos and all these medicinal things, advice that the Gemara gives, is that, oh, Nishtanu, the Teva changed, so therefore we don't do these medicines. The Teva may have changed, and therefore we don't do this thing with the fish. But in those days, Teva allowed him, an interesting, almost dangerous answer to say, that nature changed to a point. Tosfos gives that answer, I think, with Mayim Achronim, with the Melech Stomus. I think he gives a similar answer, that you don't have to use you don't have to watch Mayim Achronim.
They also meat and fish.
Maybe. Yeah, or throughout Shas, it's Tosu Shita about.
Is that why sushi Saturday night is always better than on Friday?
Because it's spoiled. Well, I thought they keep it refrigerated. I don't know what they do in Israel, but.
Yeah,
that's
fresh.
Fine. So Amar Rav, and Rav says Amarli Ada Tzayada. Rav says also that Ada, the fisherman, told me. Okay, so this is Tavya ba'achua Asuke bi'avua. Mechal bebrei, ishte alei avua. So these are, you have the fish. So the fish is, you should roast the fish in its brother. Meaning its brother is something else that comes from the water. The fish comes from the water. The salt comes from the water. So roast the fish in its brother, which is the salt. Asuke biavua, and then wash it off or rinse it with its father. But the father of the fish is water. Okay. Mechal bebrei, and you should eat it with its son, which its son is the brine that comes out from the fish, and ishti alei avua, and then afterwards drink from the father, which is drink water, which I'm assuming it's not salt water, but just the water. Okay, but Amar Rav, and Rav says Amarli Ada Tzayada, also Ada the fisherman told me kavara, this fish tachle, which is cress, I think, the chalva and milk, all these things are heavy. Right, so litum gufa v'lo litum purye. After you eat them, you should take a shpatzir. You should walk and not lie down on in your bed. The Amar Rav, and Rav also said Amli Aydad Tzadi. He also told me kivara tachle v'chalava maya v'lo shichra. When you after you eat these things of kivara tachle and chalava, which are fish, I believe it's cress. I don't know how it translates. Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. I have no idea. It's one of those words that just gets translated. It's some sort of vegetable. It's like a green type thing, right? The chalav and milk. So ma'ayav lo shikra. Afterwards, you should drink water. You should drink water and not beer. But if you don't have water, it's better to have beer v'lo chamra. Shikra v'lo chamra. Okay. Hadron alach mashkin beis ha'shilchin. Hadron alach mashkin beis ha'shilchin. Hadron alach mashkin beis ha'shilchin. Now, the next second parak, the Gemara is going to continue discussing melachos and chol hamoed about davar avod. We're going to start getting into certain avelus topics, and a third parak is mainly focused on hilchos and hilchos avelus. You have a picture of kress?
Of course it does.
Let's see if I've ever seen it. You had it with the sushi.
Yeah, it looks special.
Pretty special. It's fresher, not on Saturday night.
You can have curly kress. You can have.
Oh, it's a legit thing.
Yeah.
Does that sell in Gourmet Glot?
It's good on a burger.
Huh?
On a burger. Times the price that,
it's good on a burger?
Shop right. Really good, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Price, yeah.
Okay, so now.
I'll take my bacon.
Misha hafach es zesov. Okay, so what happens now is the guy is starting to press his olives. And what happens here is that to press the olives, you turn them over. Okay, so they're ready now to be put into the press, okay, to be squeezed to get the olive oil out. And if you don't squeeze them right away, they're going to be ruined. I guess there's a heat that comes up with the olives, and it's going to ruin them. So you have to press it. They're at the point in time where they need to be pressed right away. But what happened now? The iro evel, and it becomes an avel. Now somebody passes away. Now it's an avel, and the avel, theoretical assumption here, is an avel is not permitted to do malacha. Rashi says, iro evel. Bishar Yemosh Hashanah Shalosh Samach Regel. Rashi holds it. Any time during the year becomes an avel. The Enu Yochol Litna Magabe Abad. He now can't put them in the press. Lefisha Avel Asa Brasidis Malacha. Case one. Onis. Something happened. Something happened that he couldn't press them before Chol HaMoed. And Onis. Oh, he threw a poem. He's supposed to have workers come and they don't show up. I don't know, some people have that. The workers just don't show up. And therefore, he has to press them now, and it's right before Chol HaMoed, what's he supposed to do? So he says, Toein Kora Rishona. What you can do is you can put the first heavy board onto it. It's the first part, right? It says, Klomar, Nosten Agave Beis Habad Beregel, V'shochet Alei Makor Pam Achas. You can do with this first one pressing down. Dil Oben Hachi, Ikab Seidli Seira. Because if you don't do that, it's going to be a major, major loss. So you can do that once. Umeinichan, and leave it aside. La'achar Moed, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do this one thing to just prevent the loss. Comes Rabbi Yossi, we came across before, says, Omer, no, Zolei Fegomer Gath Pedarko. Do the whole thing. Right, Dover Avod, not do any Shinui. Something's going to be Dover Avod. Go ahead and do that. So it seems that the Avel can do it, and if this is going to happen right before Chol HaMoed, then I thought a case was became an Avel right before Chol HaMoed also. I think that's what other people say. So he became an Avel right before Chol HaMoed, or an Onus happened right before Chol HaMoed. All these things happen. What are you supposed to do? You can do the Avel can do the Malacha, I guess, right there, and on Chol HaMoed, people can do the Malacha in order to prevent the loss. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Pasach the Avel, the Siam the Moed. Right, the Mishnah starts talking about someone who's an Avel, and then starts talking about doing Malach and Chol HaMoed. So how do you read it? So Amar Rav Shisha, Berei Rav Idi, Zoso Meris, you prove from here that Dvarim HaMutar M'Chol HaMoed, things that are Mutar on Chol HaMoed, like putting the first beam on this because of Dvar Avid, Asurim B'Mei Avlo, it's Asur during Avelus. Therefore, I guess the Mishnah is only telling you that this is permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed. But the Avel, if it's during the rest of the year, an Avel could not do that. An Avel can't do that. He would have to suffer the loss. Ravashi says, no. The Heter is permitted even for an Avel. He can do that. Lo mi bayi ka amar. Ravashi amar, it's like not only this, right? Lo mi bayi bimei evlo. And this is a major lines in the Gemara because it says, of course you can do it. You can do the put the board during the Avelos. Why? Dimi derabananu. Because Avelus is only din de Rabbanon, and therefore Bishari. So therefore, there's certain Mulachos that are going to be permitted by the Avel in order to prevent the loss. So therefore, B'makam Hefseh, we definitely permit the Avel to do it. El Afilu B'moed, but even by Moed, Chol HaMoed, the Isser Mulachot Midoraisa. Well, that's a clear statement in the Gemara that Mulachon Chol HaMoed is an Isser Doraisa. So how do all those that Rishonim and Achronim who say that Mulachon Chol HaMoed is a din de Rabbanon answer this Gemara? So he says, and there's also a major machlokas of whether the Isser of Avelus is a Doraisa Darbanon. We'll get to it in the next parak. Here it seems to be pretty clear from this Gemara that the Isser of Malacha of Avelus, that Avelus itself is a Darbanon. So if you permit, so of course during the May Avelus, which is only the Darbanon, it's permitted to do this Malacha to prevent this large loss. Afilu b'chol moed, the Isser Malacha midoraisa, the Malcham say the Shah of the Darbanon. If there's going to be a major loss, the Darbanon permitted you to do this Malacha. That's how you read the Mishnah. And the Mishnah Gemara says, Tanakh Vasad Rav Shisha Rav Idi. We have a Brisa now that supports the explanation of Rav Shisha, who said no, that things that are mutar and chol moed are usar during your Avelus, because it says as follows, Elu Devarim Osim La'Avel Bimei Avlo. These are things that people do for the Avel while he is in Avelus, meaning it's usar for him to do it, but other people can do it on his behalf. And one of those, Zesav Hafuchim, same case that we had now. We turned over the olives and they're ready to be pressed. And if he doesn't press them right now, they're going to be lost. Zesav Hafuchim, Toanim Lo, you can press put the press on it. Kado Laguf, if his pitcher is covered, you can cover it, right? You can cover it. So I guess it won't be nothing inside will fall inside. The Pishtano Lahalos min hamishra. So if he has his flax, which I guess is in the flax pool, if you leave it in too long, it's going to be wasted, it's going to be lost. Then you're allowed to bring it up from that flax pool. But samro lahalos min hayora. Also, if you have his wool, that's I guess in the pot that's being boiled, the wool, and he can't do the malacha now, they take it out for him. Umarbitzim sadeyu. I guess they can water his field, right? Misha tagia onos hamayim shlo. When his turn comes for him to water. So he can't do these things, but other people do it on his behalf. But you see, one of the things he's not permitted to do is to do this first pressing of the olives. So that proves Rav Shisha, who said that the Avel is not allowed to do this, but on Chol HaMoed you are allowed to do that. The Chol HaMoed is less, Isser Malacha on Avelus is more machmir than Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, in continuation, Af Zorim Lo Sadenir. He can also seed his plowed field. Because when the plow field is ready to be seeded, any delay is going to cause a loss. So he can't do it himself, but others can cede his field for him. And Sadeh HaOmed is the Pishtan, if the field is ready to for flax, then yeah, you can right, not only a Sadeh Nir, not only a plowed field, but a flax field, you can plant. So Amar Lo, the Chacham said to him, no, you can't do this, because, okay, fine, so he won't be able to seed item A that it was plowed for, but he'll seed something else in the field. So this is not a Malo, it's not such a davar avod that you have to do for him. Amar Lo, im lo tizra bibachir, if you don't see the field at the beginning, right, at the beginning of the season, tizra ba'afel, you can see it later in the season. Vim lo tizra b'pishdan, if he doesn't use flax, tizra b'minacher, he can use something else later afterwards. So this is not something that's an automatic davar avod, and if it's not something that's such a davar avod, they hold that they can't do malacha on behalf of this avel. Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda said you can. Rabbi Shimon says there are certain times that the avel is permitted to do the malacha for himself. For example, zesav hafuchim, okay, the olives are already turned, so they have to be pressed, otherwise they're going to lose them. The ain sham uman elohu, and there's nobody knows how to do this other than him. He's the only guy in the neighborhood, that's his job, that's what he does, he's the only guy in the neighborhood, so therefore he has to do it, because otherwise there's no one else going to do it right, and it's going to be lost. And also, kadol laguf ain sham uman elohu, same thing also. If something with this pitcher, it has to be covered a certain way, and no one knows how to do it other than he. So therefore, if he can permit to do it, pishtanolos mina mishra, vitzamal alos mina yorev, ain sham uma elahu. Again, if he's the only expert, he's the only one who knows how to do that. Hareze yasa bitzina. He can do that, you know, in secret. I mean, make sure he does it at night. No one sees him. You just do it quietly, so no one sees him. He's permitted to do that. Yeser al kain. Even more than that, amar of shumah gamliel, im haya uman the rabim. V'saper ubalon l'rabim v'higi esa regel v'ein sham shum elohu hareza yasa. Let's say you have his avel, and he is, I guess he's the barber, or he's the guy who deals with the bathhouse, and now it's coming time, it's right before the holiday, and everyone needs to get a haircut. So who are they going to go to? Right, Tzarchei Rabim over here, there's nobody else other than him, Harizi Yase. So he can do this malacha even before Hesya. So he doesn't lose his schar, and B, that is a bit tzorach for the tzibur. You put the two together, lets him do the malacha. Now, the Ha'arisin. Now I'm talking about, that was talking about malacha that he does for himself. Now this is a malacha that he does for the benefit of others only. Or the Ha'arisin, Ha'arisin, the sharecroppers. Those are the people who work the field, and they work other people's fields, and in exchange for their work, they get a certain percentage of the product. They get a half or a third or a quarter of whatever is produced. They produce more, they get more. They produce less, they get less. V'hachachirin. Chachirin also are those who work the fields, but they get a certain, amount. Whatever the amount is, they get a certain set amount, I think. V'hakablanim. Kablanim, I guess those who also work the field, and they get paid, what's the name? The chachirin. Kablanim are salaried. I know the Chachririn. The Chachririn, they take the produce. Well, they have to pay. They have to give over, the Chachririn, give over to the owner of the field a set amount. No matter how much they produce, if they have to give over 20 bushels. They only produce 21, they only get one. They have to give over, and the Kablanim are the ones who get paid a certain amount from the product. Right, so all these Hari Elu Yasu Acherim Bishvilan. If they are Avelim, their other people are permitted to do the work on their behalf, because there's another party involved. The owner of the field will also lose out. So I guess they can make these sub agents to work on their behalf, and therefore the owner wouldn't lose out. Now the Chamarin, if these Avelim are the Chamarin, they're the ones sort of like the taxi drivers. They're the ones who own the donkeys, and they rent themselves out and their donkeys out in order to carry bundles back and forth. And Gamalim, they have camels and they do that. Vasapanim, they have boats. Hare Elu Lo Yasu. So no one can do anything that do their malacha, because they haven't been hired yet. But Im Hayu Much Karim or Muskarim Etzalachirim, if they were already hired out and people are expecting the work to be done up for them, Hare Elu Yasu. They can do the malacha even by themselves, so that A, they don't lose their schar, and B, that the people who hired them don't lose out either. Schir Yom. So Schir Yom was somebody who, a day laborer. Okay, he works for one day, and all of a sudden he becomes an avel. So Afilu Bi'ir Acheres Lo Yase. Even if he's working somewhere else where they don't even know that he's an avel, still he can't do malacha, because the halacha is by a schir yom, it's an assumed that you can stop midday. A schir yom has a right to stop his avodah to tomorrow moment tzia. So therefore, it's not a big loss. There's an expectation. There's a possibility that the hire will know that this guy might stop working. So if he becomes an avel, he stops working. Haisa milechas acherin biyado. Okay, so let's say he's a laborer and people give him work to do. Let's, for example, he is a to tailor clothing, to sew clothing. Af al pi she kibolas, which is kablonos, which means he accepted. It's a set price when he finishes the work. Lo yase. Nevertheless, he shouldn't do it during avelus, because he can finish the work at any time. So Gemara says, wait a second. What do you mean af al pi she kibolas? The lomi bayush ain't kibolas. Well, Gemara says, no, other rabba kibolas kadei dami. If it's kibolas, then it says if it's his. So if it's kibolas, and in this way, that then he doesn't have it. It's not like a set time. He's paid when he finishes. So if he's an avil now, he doesn't finish this week. He finishes next week. So he doesn't do the malacha right then and there. Unless time is of the essence in the contract, I don't know. So the Gemara says, Ela ima, beim b'kibolas, beim b'she'en kibolas, lo yasa. He shouldn't do this because he only gets paid at the end of the time, and therefore he can not do the malacha now. Haisa malachto b'yad acherim. Now let's say the avil has work being done for him, so beveso lo yasu, beves acher yasu. If it's work that needs to be done in his house, they shouldn't do the work when he's an avel. If it's work that's being done not in his house, then there's other people can still do the work, even though he is an avel. So the construction in your house, probably you can't do. The construction in the house that you're not living in your second house, you know, that maybe you can do, I guess. Or the work that's being done in the factory, they can do. Okay, let's finish up.
They always knock out the contractors.
You should see. Right.
Me and Josh get the beatings in the shoulder.
Meryon Berei Deravin. So that's, I guess, names of the people. Umar Berei Derav Acher Berei Derava. Haviluhu Hahu Gamla De Torah Bahadei Adadei. That way, I had this partnership in this. I think the way it worked was that they each owned either a camel or an ox. And the way it worked is they would put them together. You put them, and then they would plow the field. So they had this partnership where they would tie a yoke together, and the ox would work together in tandem. So Isprey Milta b'mar b'reider of Acha b'reider Rava. So the mar b'reider of Acha b'reider Rava, Isla Milta, means he became an Avel. Upaski legamle. So he took off the yoke, the connector between the two animals, to not allow them to do the work together. So the Gemara says, because he was an Avel, and his items should be doing work. So Amar of Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, Gavar Rabba Kemar Braid Rav Ashi Avid Hachi, he did that? Why would he do that? He's causing a hefsay for somebody else. And we just said hefsay for somebody else is permitted to do the work. And he do say the day lo chayish, adachayim lo chayish, vahatanya. Then we learn in the Brisa, imhayu muskarim umukarim etzlav se acherim, hare elu yasu. That if things are rented out for other people already, that they should be allowed to do it. So why is he not, why is he cutting the cord and not letting the malacha be done and not being choshish for the loss of his partner? So who savor Adam Chashav Shani? Now he thought he had to set an example. He's an Adam Chashav. Rashi says the ha asur the lidei lemeivid. As an Adam Chashav, you have to be more careful and therefore not permit this. Even though the letter of the law, it's allowed for an Adam Chashav, he wouldn't allow it. Okay, stop here.